How great thou art, O Lord! Your grace is abounding, and your mercy is known this very moment, this very day. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Who am I that you are mindful of me? How you hear me when I call? It is true that you are thinking of me. How you hear me? It's amazing. Just amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. He calls me friend. He calls me friend. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, my Lord Jesus, that because we, the Scatterbound family, households, and ministries have acknowledged you before men, you also have acknowledged us before your Father in heaven and his angels. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come, and your will, your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread. Every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in us, and forgiven us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And you lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one and consecrated us in your truth. Your word, O Lord, is truth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father, Lord, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to a thousand generations. Father, Lord, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have heeded the word in my heart that I may not sin against you. I cast down any idle word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father, Love, if I have odds against any. And I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil, excuse me, or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong, but let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body, I do so in remembrance of him. Thanking you, Father, of that the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But my Lord Jesus has come so that we may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance to the full till it overflows. And so, glory, glory, glory to God in the highest and on earth, Father, love. We have received and are enjoying peace, goodwill toward us, on whom his favor rests for. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity, reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, release, restore, Lord, restore. For my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother, my Bridegroom. You are the Lord of the Harvest, the Lord, God of Hosts. So, I shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy, his chesed love, his tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Free from the law of sin and death. And it says the Lord, my God, to me, as for you, it says the Lord, my God, to me, thus to my church, as I live, says the Lord, hereafter you rule and reign while you are on the earth. For the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Because you are children of love, then heirs of love and joint heirs with Christ, who is appointed heir of all things. Holiness, set apart from the world unto the Lord Jesus Christ, separated from the world to God, living according to God's word. Holiness is a two-edged sword. The power that causes you to be holy is the power that destroys sin. And as the mighty blade of holiness swings in your life to destroy sin, It keeps you protected and keeps you well from sin, sickness, and demons and fear. But if you don't turn loose of the sin, the same power will destroy you. It is those who are led by the Spirit of God who are sons and daughters of love. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Believe on the name of my Son, Jesus Christ, and love the brethren as I have commanded you. Then among you and your possessions, in your lands, your gardens of Eden, in your midst, in your fields, not even a dog can growl at you, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the heathens and you, his beloved. All of the heathens shall then come down and prostrate before you. They shall beg you, leave us, you and all your followers. Only then shall you depart, and you shall pass through the midst of them all, and go away at the Father's appointed time and hour. So, under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost, resurrection, fire, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I arise, go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved daughter, for in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon me, and his glory appears over me. Nations will come to my light, and kings to brightness of my dawn. I lift up my eyes and look about me. All assemble and come to me. My sons come from afar, and my daughters are carried on the hip. Then I look and be radiant. My heart throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas are being brought to me. To me the riches of the nations are coming. They will be accepted as offering on the altar of the Lord, and the Lord will adorn his glorious temple. As it is written, he changes the time and times and seasons. He removes kings and establishes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ lives in me. This gives me assurance of sharing his glory. 1 John 4:17. In this world, I am just like Jesus. I am God. I am love. I am good. Daughter of the Most High God, in the house of my Heavenly Father, carrying a revelation of God in me to reveal him to the world. I am God's expression, his righteousness, his holiness, and his love. And I am God's representative, his authority on this earth, manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, being seen by angels, preaching unto the Gentiles, being believed on in the world. I will be received up into glory. I am the body of Christ, of the Anointed One. The Lord is in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. Abba, my Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor. Excuse me. My strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today, my very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life, and Lord, my God, I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Not all angels, ministering spirit servants, sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and us. And us, this Caravan family, households, and ministries who are to inherit salvation, they hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because we belong to you, Father Love, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory both now and forever. Amen. So, Father Love, I thank you. I thank you for having rescued us, for having translated us, this Caravan family, households, and ministries from the dominion, the kingdom of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son you love, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. Thus, we each, this Caravan family, households, and ministries, under the word of God, stand our salvation in Christ. As we each declare, Jesus Yeshua, the word of God is my master, and God has set everything right between him and me. I believe that God raised him from the dead. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I shall be saved. So above all, I prosper and enjoy good health even as my soul prospers. So I don't wait for better days. I make them happen. How? This book of the law, the Bible, the word of God, the release of love's power, the promises of God, which are yea and amen in Christ, shall not depart from my mouth, but I shall meditate therein day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then I shall make my way prosperous, and then I shall have good success. As the Lord has commanded me, I be strong and of a good courage. I be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord my God is with me wherever I go. Your right hand, O Lord, was and is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. In the greatness of your excellence, you overthrow those who rise up against you. Excuse me. You send forth your burning anger, and it consumes them as chaff. Majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, still working wonders. Lord God Almighty, Yahweh Jehovah Ra, the Lord my shepherd, Jehovah Mekadesh, my sanctifier, Jehovah El Elyon, God Most High, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, El Olam, the everlasting God, El Roy, God seest me. Above all else, Yahweh you are. Abba, my father, my daddy. I thank you for loving me and blessing me and favoring me so. My Lord Jesus Yeshua, you are my good shepherd. You know me, and I know you. I listen to your voice. You know me, and I follow you. I thank you for having given me eternal life, and I shall never perish. No one can snatch me out of your hand. Your Father, who has given me to you, is greater than all. No one can snatch me out of our Father's hand. You and I and the Father are one. Holy Spirit, my mother, my source of grace and truth, In you I breathe, I move, and I have my being, and in you I will forever be. I thank you for that you, whom the universe cannot contain, you choose to contain yourself in me, to lead me and guide me into all truth, and to keep me for unto the day of redemption. Thus I know I am accepted in the Beloved. I am my Beloved, and my Beloved is mine. I belong in the Beloved. I have come to know and to believe the love that God my Father has for me in Christ. So, by the mercies of God, I have offered my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, my reasonable service. And I be not conformed to the way of this world, but I be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Excuse me. In the word of God, that I may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So again, I ask, does God give us his spirit and work miracles among us by the works of the law or by our believing what we heard? So also Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. We understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, and announced the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. Oh, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, both horse and driver. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. When I was dead in my trespasses and in the uncircumcision of my sinful nature, God made me alive with Christ. He forgave us all our trespasses, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us. And he has taken it out of the way, and having nailed it to the cross, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. As it is written, Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many. Behold, the Lamb of God who was slain from the foundation of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God who took away my sin. The Lord reigns forever and ever, for he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Hallelujah. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things are held together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was so pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once we were alienated from God and were enemies in our minds because of our evil behavior. But now he has reconciled us by Christ's physical body through death to present us holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. We only have to receive the finished work of the cross through faith in Christ Jesus. Truly, you are God, who hide yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall go in confusion together, who are markers of idols. But Israel shall be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed or disgraced forever and ever. So hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And anyone who says, Lord, help, gets help. So repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here. Praise the Lord. So I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father through Christ Jesus, Yeshua, my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer, my Messiah, my Bridegroom, at God, our Father's appointed time and hour, contending for it being without my seeing the grave, and that place of oppression, judgment and punishment, without going down into silence. For it is I who bless the Lord, both now and forever. Praise the Lord. And the Father always blesses the desires of my heart. For it is the Father who dwells in me. He does the work. But how? How have you fallen from the heavens, O morning star, O Lucifer, son of the dawn? How are you cut down to the ground, you who mowed down the nations? Because you are haughty of heart. You say, a God am I. I occupy a godly throne in the heart of the sea. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Merci, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is said, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him. And behold, the angels came and ministered to him. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding region. He taught in the synagogues and was glorified by everyone. So the Satan, the devil, you are a defeated foe, but only in respect to the throne does the Lord my God outrank me. For in him dwells the whole fullness of the deity bodily, and I share in this fullness in him who is the head of every principality and power, and I always pass through the midst of them all and go away at God. It shall be the Spirit of God that shall catch me away. So every demon in hell trembles at the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, the release of love's power, and submits. Even the spirits are subject to me because of the name of the Lord God of hosts. Nevertheless, I do not rejoice that the spirits submit to me, but I rejoice that my name is written in heaven. Thank you, honey. In the book of destinies and in the Lamb's book of life, belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. So I continue to walk in the Spirit, and I will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I live in the Spirit. I also follow the Spirit. I walk in the light of His presence. Christ's love controls, constrains, and restrains me. Thus I walk faithfully with the Lord my God. Then I be no more, because the Lord God has taken me away. Amen, amen, and amen. So the Lord rebukes thee, O the Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father Love, for this beautiful day that you have made just for us. In the blood of the Lamb, I wash and bless this day today, calling on the resurrection fire of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, calling on the resurrection fire of the Holy Ghost. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the curse, all its powers and ability to still kill and destroy and deceive our lives. Amen. They all fail. I thank by the resurrection fire of the Holy Ghost, I thank you, Father Love, that with the Holy Spirit, our spirits are sealed for the day of redemption. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be you, the dragon, the serpent, the Satan, the devil, you, the spirit of the serpent, all your powers and your ability to still kill and destroy and deceive. Stay out of our homes, of our lives, of our bodies, our souls, relationships, marriage, money, finances, ministries, of our lands and territories. Keep your minions with you and keep out of our gardens of Eden. I raise the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ against you and everything you would do today. So by the blood of the Lamb and Holy Ghost resurrection fire, Babel, confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost, we have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, and behold, the glory is here. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides a defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. So I wash us, this scatterbound family, our souls and ministries, our lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, our kingdoms in the blood of the Lamb, Thank you, Lord, my love, that you have taken my spouse and I and our children to where you want us to be. Thus by the blood of the Lamb cursed be the Satan and his minions. Cursed be all the demonic spirits, demonic strongholds, demonic strongmen that would carry out his plans, and cursed be all the plans, the strategies, the deeds of the enemy. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be anything that would harm us in any way, shape, or form. Any type of bacteria, germ, virus, fungus, mold, bad vaccine, anything alike, by the blood of the Lamb, all their powers and ability to still kill and destroy our lives and deceive us, be paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated for such a time as this in our lives. Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And I plead, I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries. I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stafford, and I, each of our spirits, souls, bodies, minds, lives, in our homes, in our streets, in our walls, within our palaces, our lands and territories, and everybody in them, with the precious blood of Christ, for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, they hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the cross of Christ, the Lord our God has set us high above all nations on the earth, and all these blessings have come upon us and overtake us because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, kings and priests for our God, and we shall reign on the earth. For he has forgiven us all our sins and iniquities and transgressions, and our Father will remember. And our Father will remember. Will remember them no more. Praise the Lord. Individually and all. And all as a whole. We, the Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, that also to Colossians, and Alasta, Talashe, Salamatash, Atalasta, Lamatash, it also to Colossians, and Alato, Colossians, Salamatash, it also to Colossians, Salamatash, it Alasta, Salamatash. We are favored, we, the Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, are favored in the city and favored in the country. fruitful are the fruit of our womb, the produce of our soil, and the offspring of our livestock, the issue of our herds, and the young of our flocks. Multiplied are our grain bin and our kneading bowl. Replenished are our bank accounts. Renewed are our ponds, our springs, our rivers, and our lakes. We walk in dominion and authority in our coming in and in our going out. The Lord beats down before us the enemies that rise up against us. Do they come out against us from but one direction? They flee before us in seven. The Lord affirms his blessing upon us, the scattered bound family, households, and ministries, on our bonds and on all our undertakings, blessing us in the land that the Lord our God give us. For we, the scattered bound family, households, and ministries, will continue to seek first and foremost the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things, and walk in the ways of the Lord. The Lord has established us, the scattered bound family, households, and ministries, as a people sacred to himself, as he swore to us, so that when all the nations of the earth see us bearing the name of the Lord, they stand in awe of us, the scattered bound family, households, and ministries. The Lord has opened up for us his rich treasure house of the heavens to give our land rain in due season, blessing all our undertakings, so that we lend to many nations and borrow from none. The Lord has made us the scattered bound family, households, and ministries, the head, not the tail, and we are always mounting higher and not declining. My spouse and I and our are enjoying alike, and with our children who are our heirs, we are using all of the earth, vast resources to the service of God and men, as the Lord leads us, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ, our Messiah, and enjoying a life of heaven on this earth. Praise the Lord. Not being a burden to our children, because what we want is not their possessions, but them. After all, children should not have to save up for their parents, but parents for their children. Unto the day of our rapture to glory into eternity with the Lord our God, without our seeing the grave, unto we who are alive and remain, be caught up into glory together with the dead in Christ in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord in the blood of the Lamb to the thousand generations. I thank you for the love that thereafter none of us, the scattered bound family, households and ministries, lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, our kingdoms, shall be affected, infected, afflicted by the seed of the serpent, venom, cheap implants, by the hidden deeds of darkness, by any type of by a natural and all man-made disaster. And we will enter not into temptations and trials, testings, for the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in each of our ways. That we only seek the glory that comes from God alone. I entrust our lives to you, Lord my God, our just judge and our defender. Lord, you are our lives and the length of our days. By the love you hold in your hand, our breath of life and our ways. Wherever the light touches today, that we each shall be delivered. Let people serve us and nations bow down to us, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We be lords of the earth. I thank you, Father, Lord, that you have given your angels charge over us to guard us in all our ways. With their hands they support us, lest we dash our feet against the stone. We tread upon the asps and the viper, the young lion and the dragon, do we trample under our feet. Blessed are those who bless us, and cursed are those who curse us. Amen. The fear of us and the dread of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries have come upon all the animals on the earth, in the sky, and in the sea, and in the seas. Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth. And there was, and let the bird increase on the earth. We are enjoying our covenant with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field are at peace with us. And we do not think of ourselves more highly than we ought, but with sober judgment, according to the measure of faith that God has given us. So, Father Love, I thank you that you have wiped every tear from our eyes. There be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain in this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, our kingdoms. The old order has passed away. The old order has passed away, for my Lord Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation, and he holds the keys of death and hell. Jesus Christ, he is our Lord and our Savior, and he is Lord over our lives. Jesus Christ is Lord over this scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, our kingdom. So as it is in heaven, so also be it on the earth for us. By the blood of the Lamb applied on our lentils, on our doorposts, and round about our lands and territories, there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. The Lord's justice dwells in the desert. His righteousness lives in the fertile field. The fruit of that righteousness be peace. Its effect be quietness and confidence forever. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. Though hail flattens the forest and the cities leveled completely, how blessed are we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. Sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. Therefore, in our midst, in our possessions, in our lands and territories, in our gardens of Eden, in our kingdoms, not even a dog can growl at us, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the heathens and we, his beloved. All of the heathen shall then come down, and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, leave us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass through the midst of them all and go away at God, our Father's appointed time and hour. For we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, we, Jesus' Ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye, the Lord God has insulated us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, that we, his ecclesia, lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, our kingdoms, and made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church, but these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be that the church, his ecclesia, we his ecclesia, had been called to glory. The city of heaven means the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God will soon bring it about, says the Lord God of hosts. Until then, we, the Scatterbound family, households, and ministries will continue to think and speak and act and walk and love in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly in Christ for we are God's workmanship, masterpiece, poetry, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We spend our days in prosperity and our years in happiness as we continue to obey and serve the Lord, our God. There be peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces. For the Lord, our God, has given us this Scatterbound family, households and ministries, the lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, our kingdoms, rest on every side. With long life, the Lord our God satisfies us, showing us his salvation power, the catching away of us, his beloved, into a glory without our seeing the grave, to meet the Lord in the air. Father, love, this is our heartfelt desire, plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in each one of us, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. After supper, my Lord Jesus, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I drink, my Lord, as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes. And I remain in him, and he remains in me, reliving in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life that I love in the greater glory. For I was crucified with my Lord Jesus Christ, as that I died and was buried with him, and was raised and went to hell in him, and was raised to life again with him, the Lord my God. Therefore I am the church called to glory, says the Spirit of the Lord. As for you, my beloved bride, my glorious church, my ecclesia, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. If you do, you will bear the same consequences with the world. For you are in the world, but not a part of the world. For God does not show favoritism, but you are highly favored by God. And though the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, but in Christ you have been justified as if you had never sinned. So keep a repentant servant's heart and continue to walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Live in the Spirit. Also follow the Spirit, says the Lord, God of hosts. So I choose purity. I have made a covenant with my eyes not to lust, with my ears not to listen to evil, with my mouth not to speak vials, with my feet not to walk on the path of unrighteousness, but to walk, to remain on the narrow road that leads to eternal life, with my hands not to touch any unrighteous, covetous again. I guard my heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. So by the power of the Spirit, I put to death the misdeeds of the body. I will live. For I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. All things are possible to me who believe. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And in the power of his might, for I have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I have the might of Christ. So I be holy as he is holy. It is I who are being led by the Spirit of God, who am the daughter of love. So, Father Love, I thank you that you keep my heart tender toward the Lord and the leading of the Holy Spirit, and increase in me a hunger and thirst for your word, with a reverential fear and awe of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Whatever the Lord, my God, tells me, I do it. So lead on, good shepherd. I will follow fully. So help me, Holy Spirit. I trust the Lord, my God. I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I believe on the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I love the brethren as you have commanded me. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord, my love, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine. For I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father Love, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine, by the power of love at work within us, unto you, Father Love, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus, throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul. Do not forget all of his benefits. For God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. As he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? So God is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And God is not unjust as to forget our good works and the love that we, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries have shown him, as we have helped his people and continue to help them. As it is said, you do not muzzle an ox while it is threshing out the grain, and a worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excels in his work? We, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries will stand before kings and not before unknown men. For says the Lord our God to us, I always thank God for you and continuously mention you in my prayers. I remember before our God, your works produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved, love never fails, never fades out, or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Thus, you never fail, never fade out, or become obsolete or come to an end. For as love is, so also are you in this world. Through you, my beloved, I bring this home.